Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, I'm high blue Monday. Got to work, plan to sleep all deep.
Yes, it's me and I'm live. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Live from Beverly Thrills, California, Michael Savage. Yes, indeedy, the hardest working man in the history of talk radio refuses to take time off unless required to by circumstance or forces beyond his control. I guess most people who are sane or on vacation are skiing in Aspen. They're dining on expensive foods with George Soros plotting how to destroy America even further. Or they're in Hawaii watching the president climb up Cocoa Head pretending he's on Mount Everest. But no, I sit before you at a new studio. It's an inaugural show. Thanks for being with me. This is actually my third studio in Beverly Thrills. I don't come down here too often. I had one, so I can tell you where it was, and because it's gone. It was up on Franklin Street. Nice little studio in an alcove. I think I looked down on Hollywood. I don't know what I looked at, but I always have to look at a city. I am now not looking at a city. I'm looking at a mountain. In San Francisco, I don't look at a city unless I'm in the city. Then I'm looking at nothing because it's closed. It's indoors. I like to look at a city, though, and I've done that when I'm on WABC. Other than most studios, you know, you have no window view unless you own the company. If you're a mere talk show host, you're behind glass. And I'm here, and the news is so horrendous that I will guide you through it and try to not to ruin your week. But the thing is, it's bad. It's getting worse. We're losing the war against ISIS because we have a capitulating... I don't have words for him. In fact, when people and I... If someone runs into me and starts me off politically, I have to stop. I become apoplectic. How this man has not been thrown in prison for what he has done to America and the world is beyond me. So you say, what man are you talking about? Fill in the blank. There's quite a few. Fill in the blank. Everyone on the left. How's that? Let's start with that. Now winnow the list down and separate free speech out from sedition. And you know who I'm talking about. I mean, it's one thing to say you're a liberal. It's another thing to undermine police, undermine the flag, undermine father, undermine mother, undermine the military, undermine everything decent in the world, and call yourself a liberal. Other than that, I'm in a great Christmas spirit. Surrounded by family last night, birthday party for one of the family members in a Japanese restaurant. It was pretty good, I'll tell you the truth. I don't understand Japanese food. I don't want to say anything that might be construed as off color here, but I can see why people in Japan don't look too happy. Their cuisine is horrible. They walk around, there's no food. Pinworm sushi came out for hours. I kept waiting for the meal. I said, look, if there's no bread, it's not a meal to me. I'm sorry, I'm European. I went down to a deli and bought four bagels, I swear to God. They're mainly young people at the party. I came back up, and they said, Savage, what's in the bag? I said, nothing. Brown paper bag into a Japanese restaurant in Beverly Hills, four bagels. I had to eat a bagel in order to get through the meal. They're lucky I didn't bring a pizza in. How many pieces of that pinworm sushi can you possibly eat? Anyway, it was a fun party. Everyone had a good time. I'm including you in this in order to make certain you know that you're not imagining the show and that it's not a replay. I'm warming you up. I had serendipity yesterday. Not for lunch, but I had serendipity for breakfast. It was quite good. I went out to a local deli in a hidden location to be alone. I needed to be alone. Love family, but I wanted to be alone. I'm a loner. Went out, went to a little deli, no one knows it, offbeat, no seats. Deli man was typically nasty deli man. Like, what do you want? I walk in, what do you think I want? What did I come in here for, a piano lesson? He gives me the he's not even New York, but he has the attitude. Yeah, what do you want? What do you mean, what do I want? I'm in a deli, what do you think I came here for? He says, are you alone? No, what do they ask me if I'm alone, if I'm standing there for? I always wonder about that. No, I have the 26 clowns in the clown car outside. They'll be coming along in a moment. She says, take one of those seats over there. empty seat. I sit down, I look to my right, and I swear I couldn't believe it. There was an iconic actor who was politically sane. He's on the right side of things. And I've actually had breakfast with him in this deli twice before because he loves my writings and he loves my show. I've not been in touch with him for 2 years. And there he is sitting there reading a film script. I look over and I said, I'm not going to mention his name because I think we'd be using him in a way, and I don't want to use him. It's a good story, though. Not just that I met an actor and I'm, you know, worshiping an actor. The guy is very smart, and what we said to each other was even more interesting, or else I wouldn't bore you with it. Puts the script down, hey, how you doing, blah, 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 blah. One word leads to the other, and we can't stop. Two magpies. He's having bacon and eggs. I'm having tuna on rye, in case you need to know. And we're talking and talking. And one of the things that came back to me was he listened to me as I spoke. Most people don't listen to a word anyone says, you know, in America. And after about 15 minutes of conversation, this iconic actor said to me, he was once introduced to a Hopi elder. And the Hopi elder looked down at the floor as he spoke with him. And he said, the Hopi told the actor, that in their culture, in the Hopi culture, they look away from the person they're speaking with so they can focus on what the person is saying. And we in America have developed this thing of staring someone in the eye to show that what are we trying to do, dominate them? We're not really listening to them. Am I right about that, Robert? You noticed everyone, look at the guy in the eye to show you're not afraid of him. What are you doing that for? I find it's easier not to look at someone in the face when they're talking if I want to hear them. But I learned that as an American, you got to stare him in the eye. But you're not really hearing him anymore. You're trying to manipulate him. That's why everybody on television is false. Because they're not really speaking to you. They're reading a script, and they're looking in the eye of a camera. So how honest can that be? But let's put that aside. So I thought that was very interesting. There were many other things that were said. And I said, did you get a copy of my new book, Government Zero? He said, oh, no. He said, I want to go right after the show to a bookstore. I want to ask for Michael Savage's new book. I said, no, you're not doing it. He insisted on buying me breakfast, which he grabbed the bill before I could. Honestly, I would have done it. Not that they're expensive. I insisted he came to the house. I said, listen, this is a fateful thing, my friend. I said, I brought one copy of my book to this house that I'm in, where I'm going to do my first show on Monday, which is today, of course, which apparently is the 28th of December in the year of our Lord, 2015. And I said, I brought this book for someone, and it's you. And you have to come to my house. You have to accept the book. I did. You talk about audacity. That's my middle name, Michael Audacity Savage. And he said, okay, I'm busy, sure. Came over, gave him the book. Exchange pleasantries. It was a nice morning. So why am I telling you the story? To show you I know an actor? No. I'm telling you that there's elements in our life that we have no control over, both good and bad. And there's serendipity in our life. And if you don't know it by now, you probably should learn that many of the things that have occurred in your life have occurred not by chance. Why did I go to that deli when I hadn't been there before? Why did I go there when I didn't even want to go there? I just wanted to get out. Why that place? I started to go down the wrong road and turn back. Could have gone down the hill to the real Beverly Hills where all of the, you know, Nate and Al's are and all that. I don't know why. Whatever. And so I think that set the stage for my new arrival in Beverly Thrills, because there's a lot of other things going on that I'll tell you about if it's of any interest. The news is so horrible, I'm trying to save you from it. I had a friend when I lived in the Tongan Islands. He was older than I, and he used to travel around New Guinea, and he was a world-famous malariologist. He's dead now. I can mention his name. He was a great man. I loved him. He was like a brother or an uncle. Robert Desowitz. He wrote some great books, wonderful books. He wrote books later on in his life, encouraged by me, because although I was younger and a grad student, I had published Earth Medicine, Earth Foods in 1972, and then other books, and he became encouraged by the fact that I could write books, and he wanted it. So he wrote some very good books. Anyway, he was around in the old days of the British Empire, even though he's from Brooklyn, I think, or Buffalo. I don't know where. I love the man. And he told me that the British had a certain way of treating turkeys before slaughtering them, because I knew you all had turkeys, right? He said they give them gin. They give them a little gin, get the turkeys a little stupefied, and then they kill them, and the meat was softer. I wonder if we can drop some gin over the Arabian Desert Can we drop some tanker loads of gin over ISIS and then flamethrowers to go with it? Let them set themselves on fire and become human torches? Is that a possibility? Look, if I were conducting the war, here's what happens. You want the war over with? Make believe you're General MacArthur, because we know we're losing the war. 40% of Americans say the terrorists are winning. You hear this? That's because A. Obama is playing either for the other side or not playing at all. That's a given. That's a given. The only reason this thin phony started conducting the war is because Putin made him look like what he is. So he said, uh-oh, I better show him I really care. A year now, biggest air force in the world. What'd he do? Nothing. He blew up sand, this phony. 40% of Americans say terrorists are winning. 40%. It'd be more like 140% if you're talking about people with a brain. Not diehard morons who don't even know about the rapes, the murders, the kidnappings, the slave markets. There's a simple way to end this war. It's not as complex as you are hearing. Don't you love all the people on TV when they talk about this ISIS thing? I watched Fox News last night, and I got a new, look, they're smart people, they're good looking, they're intelligent, this and that. No one said anything. Mincing words, this and that, the hen, and the hun, the hem, and the hi, the good Muslims, you can't alienate, we really need them, we must have them, unless you're on this side, you're going to alienate all of them, we don't want to turn, I heard the same thing a million times. Stop already with the good Muslims. Don't tell me about the good Germans. Let's focus on killing the Nazis. And then the good Germans will step forward. I'm sick of this. Am I live, Robin, or did the line go dead already? Nothing, zero, no calls. The calls that were hanging hung up, they got scared. They thought they were listening to 855-407. Is that my number? I don't even have my number on the screen, Robert. You better give it to me. I've forgotten it already. What is my phone number? 855-407-SAVAGE? No one's calling today. Look at that. So no one's listening. Either that or the government has put me into a place where there is actually no radio show, and it's just me sitting with a microphone, and they told me it's a radio show that goes out to the world as usual, and there's actually a Skype screen with Robert eating pizza in Dallas and Clint eating a... are you eating a sandwich yet? Did you guys get the food? Well, open the box. Let me see what you're eating. I told him, since let's have a party. I violated my diet already. Oh, that looks good, man. I really wanted a pizza. Instead, I got a corned beef sandwich. Really go after the arteries today. That's how depressed I am. Arterial degradation. my phone number is 855-407-2282. So I look at the news, and I see nobody will say one word about how to actually defeat ISIS. You know, I like to watch boxing matches. I noticed something in a boxing ring. You know what I noticed? One guy tries to beat the other guy's brains in. It's real interesting. And then after it's over, they hug each other because they're human beings. I like the sportsmanship. With rare exception, after pummeling each other to kill him, when one guy knocks the other one out, okay, afterwards they go shake his hand. We got to kill the other person. Kill him, kill him, kill him. Knock him out. Over. Get the game over with. They will worry about the sensibilities of the good Muslims. That's number one. Stop already shaking in your boots with the good Muslims. How many of them have stepped forward? The good Muslims. Oh, the good Muslims. I'm sorry. Let's see the good Muslims. Here we go. You remember the Muslim massacre in San Bernardino just a few weeks before Christmas when Santa came to town? But instead of Santa coming to town, two Muslim maniacs came to town. Farouk and the other one, the witch. The witch in a burqa. And freak. The freak and the burqa job. Listen to this. What did I say to you on this show the day of that massacre after it happened? We knew who did it. But we knew it was the freak, two Muslim freaks. What did I say to you? What did I say to you? I said, get in that mosque where these two bums went and pull them out by their whatever they're wearing and shake them out somewhere. Give them a rubber hosing. Nobody would go in the mosque. Well, finally, a month later, the FBI goes in. Here's the headline. Cleric. Now he's a cleric. You hear? The imam is now a cleric in order to even soften it even further. He went from radical Muslim hate-spewing piece of garbage to imam. Now he's a cleric. Cleric denies ties to San Bernardino killers as phone records surface. Well, the real story's a little deeper than that, and you'll hear about it. You'll also hear about this vermin, George Soros, telling us not to be hysterically anti-Muslim. You piece of... I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUYCO.
We've had a number of Muslims from Long Island, where I live, who have gone overseas fighting with Al-Qaeda, and you find out they had been in mosques, and they had spoken very radically, but nobody in those mosques ever told the police.
Peter King is 100% right, and it's time to take the gloves off with the Muslims in America! Stop already! What do you want, your daughter's nursery school to blow up, and then tell me about, oh, don't be racist? Living in an open society, it's not the American way. Don't abandon the values underlying an open society. Don't give in to anti-Muslim impulse. You want your daughter's nursery to go up in flames? They're mocking us. They're laughing at us. They know what schmucks we are. These people are laughing at you behind closed doors. Behind closed robes, they're laughing at you. They're using your laws, your liberal rules, to kill you. That's my Christmas message. And I'm not Scrooge. This is not Scrooge McDuck. This is Michael Savage. You idiots, you. And no matter what you may think of me right now, mark it down. December 28th, 2015. Everything I have just said to you will happen, whether you want it to or not, in a very short period of time. There will be a suspension of this fear to offend Muslims. How many of them have come forward to help us? Can you count them on one hand? Don't tell me they've helped in investigations. I'm not Hillary Clinton. Because when they finally found out that this bum in the San Bernardino Mosque, this holy piece of garbage, was involved, he said, oh, no, no, we weren't talking about jihad. We were talking about Ramadan menus, you hear? He's spitting in the face of the FBI. He's laughing at us. Because they know how to work the system. The liberals taught them good.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So we're talking about fighting for our survival, which is what we're doing. Most Americans who have a brain say that the vermin in ISIS are winning. The radical Muslims are winning. That's because Obama has dragged his hands or feet or whatever you want to call it, has not dropped weapons to those who are fighting them, won't even give Jordan the heavy weapons it needs. If you can believe this, and he's getting away with it, it's beyond belief. Gets to go to Hawaii, joke around with the Marines, hangs around amongst them as the true enemy within, uses them as cover for being the patriotic commander-in-chief, and no one dares say the king has no clothes. Well, in this case, this king does have clothes. Yeah, this king has clothes, all right. It's not that this king has no clothes. This king is wearing a robe, Jackson. This king's wearing a robe. Of course the terrorists are winning. How could that even possible? How did we defeat Hitler in 3 or 4 years? How is that possible? Fought a war on two fronts. Germany, Japan. We gave it our all and we won our antecedents. They won because we had a war leader, a liberal, but a war leader, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Yeah, I know. He locked up the Japanese, blah, blah, blah. I get it. Well, look into that a little more deeply. You'll find out that he did it for a reason. You find it wasn't all based on fear and racism and resentment. There was a reason for it. What you don't know, by the way, in World War II, because it's left out of the PC history books, is that the Italians were also put under a microscope, and the Germans, in case you don't know it. In fact, here's a story you didn't hear about when you were studying this in college about the Japanese internment. And by the way, the Italians and Germans who were treated unfairly by the evil U.S. here in America during World War II in order to win that war were never given compensation the way the Japanese were. Incidentally, they didn't have as good a lobby. And number two, they didn't bellyache about it day and night. Joe DiMaggio's father, remember the great baseball player? You may remember his name, Joe DiMaggio. He married Marilyn Monroe. Joe DiMaggio had a father who was a crab fisherman, or Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco. Do you know that in World War II, his fishing boat was seized by the U.S. government? Why? Because he was Italian. You don't know any of this. See, I happen to be a little knowledgeable about these things. What I'm getting at is, if you're going to listen to the liberals, we're all going to die, one at a time. They're going to kill us by a thousand strokes. I love this article by George Soros, like he's a legitimate human being. The most illegitimate man in the history of the planet, in my opinion. Says hysterical anti-Muslim reaction not good. Here is a... This bum made billions of dollars by gambling against sovereign currencies and destroying the currency, almost breaking the English pound. Then he almost broke the Malaysian currency, set off a wave of anti-Semitism like you've never, ever seen. And this SOB who put Obama in office has the nerve to tell us not to surrender to the hysterical anti-Muslim reaction because it puts open societies at risk. Oh, really? And what does he love open societies for? Why is he behind flooding Europe with Syrian refugees? Why was he the man, the money man, behind Zbigniew Brzezinski's plan to take down Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi and destroy Europe? By flooding Europe with Libyans and Africans. Why? Why do these people want the borders of Europe erased? And I love how they couch it. Abandoning the values and principles underlying open societies and giving into an anti-Muslim impulse dictated by fear certainly is not the answer. Though it may be difficult to resist the temptation, he writes. Then listen to what else this piece of garbage writes. You're not going to believe this. This is George Soros. I experienced this personally when I watched the last Republican presidential debate, meaning the hate. He says, I could stop myself only by remembering that it must be irrational to follow the wishes of your enemies. So he's now comparing Republican candidates, any one of whom a toenail clipping of any of those Republicans is superior to this rat. A toenail clipping from the worst Republican candidate is superior to George Soros' entire being. Toe dust that's cleaned out with a finger at night by any Republican candidate is superior to George Soros' humanity because there is no humanity there. This is a pure, unadulterated, this is the face of evil. So he's telling us, don't be anti-Muslim. Don't get hysterical. No, don't get hysterical. Bring more of them in. And that is why as 2016 gets underway, says George Soros, we must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of open society and resist the siren song of the likes of Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, however hard that may be. Okay, this is what you call, I would call it liberal insanity, but that's really not what this is. The reason George Soros likes open societies is financial. That's number one. It's all you got to know. It's all about the money, period. That's number one. But there's number two, three, four, and five, which you can fill in yourself. So he's now, he has more hatred for Donald Trump and Ted Cruz than the head of ISIS. This sterling example of humanity, the so-called Holocaust survivor, by the way, I'll get into that in a minute. This is something, you don't get me started on this one. I'll never, ever in my life accept how liberal Jews become so psychotically in this direction, how they move in this direction. I'll never understand this. Here is a man who allegedly fled the Nazis after World War II. And was rescued by this country of ours and turns on the country along the lines of many, many others who kissed the ground when they got here and spit on it the minute they were strong enough to do so. Madeleine Albright. I can go down those and don't tell me I'm wrong because I know when I'm right, which is about 99% of the time. So he has more hatred for Donald Trump than he does for the head of ISIS. That's what this piece of garbage has the nerve to spend his time writing an essay on. This genius, this money trader in the temple. Jesus wrote about George Soros. Jesus himself wrote about George Soros. Jesus said, beware the money changer in the temple. George Soros is the money changer in the back of the temple of our life. But let's put this thing aside. He, by the way, the reason I'm going on about him is because he just wrote this big essay in the Liberal Guardian. The hedge fund legend. He's not a hedge fund legend. You want to call him a hedge fund legend to legitimize him? He owns the damn newspapers. That's why he's called a hedge fund legend. You know, you can put a clean suit and a clean shirt and a clean tie on a pig. It'll still be a pig in a sty. You don't know the contempt I have for people who hate my country. You have no idea. But don't tell me to temper my words when I'm talking about a creature like him. He's telling us not to be hysterical. Well, let's put him aside. Cleric denies ties to San Bernardino killers as phone records surface. This was quite a telling story. Now, let's change the word cleric to Muslim. They call them imams. I don't like the word imam. I don't like the word Muslim imam. I have another word for it, but we'll call him imam. The Muslim acting as a spokesman for the San Bernardino Mosque where terrorist Saween Rizwan Freak worshipped claims he barely knew Freak and didn't know his terrorist wife at all. But phone records and other evidence uncovered by federal investigators cast doubt on the story. The FBI has questioned the cleric. How'd they change him to cleric? Cleric sounds good. That's like a, like the cleric, you know, like Christian cleric. He's not a cleric. Roshan Zamir Abbasi, about his phone communications with Freak, including a flurry of at least 38 messages over a two-week span in June, coinciding with the deadly Muslim terrorist attack on two military sites in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Oh, this is a different one. I get it. Abbasi, a Pakistani, insists he had nothing to do with the shooting at a San Bernardino County government building 5 miles from the mosque. While he confirms the text messages with Freak, he claims they were merely discussing food donations for his American mosque. Abbasi maintained at a press conference that he didn't know Freak any better than he knew the reporters in the room. But members of the mosque say Freak was a fixture there. The Freak had been coming to pray and study 3 times a week for 2 years. In fact, he memorized the lovely Quran there. Go read the Quran sometime. Go memorize it. He was memorizing the whole Quran. Go read the whole Quran. Don't read the sanitized version of it. Read the whole thing. And read the parts that they underline. They underline certain parts of it about kill the infidel, stone adulteresses to death, cut the hands off thieves, kill Jews, kill Christians. See the underlined part. Don't give me the cliff version whatever it's called, the Quran. Don't give me the Cliff Notes version put out by the Associated Press. Show me the underlined version from the mosque. Then he says he never saw Freak's wife, Tashfeen Malik. Malik joined her husband in shooting 35 of his government co-workers at a Christmas party. No one knows anything about his wife, said Assistant Imam Mahmoud Navdi. She never came to prayer.
Oh, we have them going. Oh, don't we have them, Ahmed? Look. We have the idiots going. Look, the FBI running away from us. No, we don't know her. We never saw her. No. Never knows about his wife. No, she never came to prayer.
But longtime mosque member Gasser Shitada, who claims to have prayed shoulder to shoulder with Freak, said Dar al-Ulum prepared a chicken and rice dinner to celebrate the couple's wedding last year. Reportedly, hundreds of congregants in the mosque attended the reception, including the mosque leadership. Ask if the Freak was radicalized at the mosque. Imam Abbasi snapped. Never. He said the mosque teaches only peace. Insisting no one has even an extremist idea. No, nobody here. In Islam, he said, we're against innocent killing. We're against innocent killing. They buy that. They believe us. You see, in America, they have freedom of religion. It's a Trojan horse. Read your Greek. Abdul, read your Greek. Abbasi recently posted a message on Facebook condemning the United States and other Western nations for their Mideast policies, arguing they're equally guilty of violence to achieve political and religious goals. By the way, it's the same line that CARE took shortly after the massacre in San Bernardino. CARE is the biggest group of actors on the stage, in my opinion. If I was running the country, you're joking. Me? Okay. And fill in the blank. His mosque's webpage features a video claiming that the San Bernardino shooting was carried out by the U.S. government in a false flag conspiracy. You hear this? and that Freak and Malik were patsies assassinated by government-sponsored perpetrators. Well, I could go on and on, but I don't want to get you nauseous. It's still early in the day. And you know why it's early in the day? Because we're still a naive nation of believing Christian fools. See, the problem with America is that we take our Christianity wrongly. We take our Judaism wrongly in this country. You want me to spend 15 hours on how Christianity and Judaism have been hijacked by liberals? I can do that if you like. They're not even teaching the religion anymore. They're teaching some social contract that wasn't even written by God, nor by Abraham, nor by Isaac, nor by Moses. Certainly not by Jesus. They've distorted the entire meaning of Christianity. And by the way, if this breed of pacifist Christianity, this strain, had been rampant in America in the 1930s, you'd be speaking German or you'd be a lampshade. I'll be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America.
As we know, when you're deployed overseas, it's tough. And even though we've been able to reduce the number of folks who are deployed in
places
like Iraq,
I can't listen to him for 1 second. If we had a legitimate government, he would have been thrown out a long time ago and investigated. He has the nerve to go on vacation, talk and use the Marines in Kaneohe Naval Air Station, I believe, as a backdrop for his double agent operations. When I say double agent, I mean everything he does is undermining America's values, and everything he does is undermining our ability to win this war. That's what I mean. Write it down. Now, the man who put him in office, according to those of us who study this, is George Soros, a billionaire money trader in the temple of America, the temple of democracy, took this man in from the Nazis, and he's rewarding us by doing everything he can to destroy this country and the world. George Soros created the Arab Spring. He funded it. He broke the borders of Europe. He's flooding Europe with Syrians. He's flooding America with Mexicans. He's flooding America with Muslims. Anything he can do to destroy this nation, he has done, in my estimation. And now he has the nerve to write an editorial in a newspaper in England that hysterical anti-Muslim reaction is not good. So here's what some people write to that article. They write things like this. I did not read this subversive evil man's bile. He's a vile creature. Another one says, children watching their parents being beheaded. Children being raped and buried alive. I'm sorry, but it caused hysterical outbursts from people. Rage in me, I'll never forget these kids. I'm very anti-Muslim, he writes, allowing this to occur in their faith. Trump is our only hope to destroy these people. Now, here's one that I'd like to read to you from a commentary. George Soros cannot lose the presidency. If Trump were to ultimately be elected, the entire Soros agenda would be immediately deactivated, along with the entire Soros machine. You hear this? By the way, this is the man who funded the riots in Ferguson, Missouri. This is the man who people say made his first fortune by turning in his own Jewish countrymen in Hungary when the Nazis marched in. I can't confirm that one. I've been looking. And now he financially supports the fundamental transformation of America. The Dems are already hitting a factor of 9-5 right now, with a year left before Trump wipes the stage of all of them, someone writes. They are now throwing the puppet master out in the media to try and tear down Trump, Soros being the Trump puppet master. Soros controls the White House via puppet number one, Valerie Jarrett, and puppet number two, Barry Soetro. Billionaire on billionaire, let the games begin. My money is on Trump. He will drill this you-know-what into the dirt. Unbelievable to me. So now you're listening to these lies from George Soros. You're listening to a man who has destroyed Europe with a flood of refugees who will never be assimilated. And the only hope for Europe is a complete right-wing revolution. When the men of America and the men of Europe come to understand that the survival of their nations is at stake. And they stand up to this onslaught. Only then can we save this nation, and can Europe be saved. Only a right-wing revolution can save this country.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, plan to sleep all deep.
If you missed the first hour, I pity you. It was a hot one. It was a good one. It was a real one. It was a live one. Live from Beverly Thrills, California. Traveling. First show in my new studio. It's my third Beverly Thrills studio in my career. And I'm saying, here, the sound quality is excellent. Aside from broken equipment here and there, which will work. It's, I mean, like one computer was invaded with a virus while I was away. You can't believe what I've been putting up with. A fax machine. Spend millions of dollars, thousands of dollars. It doesn't work right. A fax machine they couldn't get right with an ink cartridge. They still have the training cartridge from the store. And then there's six replacement cartridges. They're all the wrong ones. You hear this? Some engine. I mean, really unbelievable. I mean, what I got to put up with. But the main thing is that the mic works. Call screener works. My brain works. I already violated my diet. You know, you get a tense. I had a Greek salad and a corned beef sandwich. That's like the yin and the yang. The angel over my left shoulder said, don't eat meat, have the salad. I said, all right, have the Greek salad. The devil on my right shoulder said, go have a corned beef sandwich. You're under a lot of pressure. I had a corned beef sandwich. I had both. It was a yin-yang lunch. Then I compensate for a little fish oil, but I'm not taking them on the road because I got the wrong brand and I get the oil taste. I'd rather have high cholesterol than eat one of those things. Horrible taste. 40% of Americans say the terrorists are winning. No kidding. Yeah, Americans. What do they know? Hey, what there, huh? What terrorists? Huh? San where? San Juanino? All I know is what? Hollywood and the baseball. 40% of Americans say the terrorists are winning. 40. As what, a people with a brain? 100% know that we're losing. Because of old Barry. Old Barry boy. 17% of Americans say they have a great deal of confidence that President O can protect the nation, while 20% say they have not much confidence in O, and 30% say they have none at all in President O. Are you joking? Why don't you ask this question? Do you think the president should be impeached now or 7 years ago? Okay, let's do it this way. When do you think President Obama should be impeached? Now? A year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, or 7 years ago? 7 years ago? Okay. Make that the poll. See what the answers are. 10% say 7 years ago, 20% say 6 years ago, 30% say 5 years ago. You want a poll? That's, by the way, that's a CNN ORC poll, foreign poll. 40% say the terrorists are winning. Are you joking? Ask the guys on the front line who is winning and why we are losing. Ask them. Ask the brave men who risk their lives every day, whether it's here in America, taking down the vermin, taking them down on highways all across America as they're transporting weapons, ammunition, hate literature. Ask the cops who are pulling them in whether we're winning the war while Schmendrick is in Hawaii doing curls and playing golf. I saw an article. New strain of super gonorrhea puts disease at risk of becoming untreatable, doctor warns. Gonorrhea is at risk of becoming an untreatable disease due to the continuing emergence of antimicrobial resistance, says the doc. All right, so all of the cases occurred in heterosexual patients from northern England. But some patients reported partners in other parts of the country. I love the word partner. In my day, a partner meant someone in business with you. Call someone your partner. What do you mean partner? Now, that's like a new word. It came out of the gay community, partner. You can't say husband or wife. It's too partner. Gonorrhea is the second most prevalent bacterial sexually transmitted infection that is required to be reported, with chlamydia being the first. Well, hey, I'm sorry, the CDC has to change those rules. You shouldn't have to report any disease. I think it's discriminatory to have to report any disease at all. I would say disband the CDC and eliminate reporting on any disease. You'd be in the same position we're in now. But here's the question. What's more untreatable, super gonorrhea or radical Islam? No, it's like, what does one thing have to do with the other? Well, they don't really. But it says, new strain of super gonorrhea puts disease at risk of becoming untreatable. So I asked myself a question. What's more untreatable, super gonorrhea or radical Islam? Because right now, with Dr. Obama in office, it looks to me like radical Islam's winning. Like it's untreatable. Why? Because he won't use the antibiotics that we have. They're called cluster bombs. They're called bunker-busting bombs. They're called cruise missiles. There's an awful lot of medicine that old Dr. O is not using against the gonorrhea of our time, the human gonorrhea. The gonococci in headscarves. That has a rich flavor to it, doesn't it? Oh, and you don't want to offend anyone's religion, do you? You want it to blow up your child's school?
No, I don't really want that either, but I think you're being overly harsh. Your language is a little too harsh. Why don't you speak in measured tones, like everyone on television? Speak in measured tones, like on Fox News, where they're very polite. Although I don't agree with them, when they discuss these things, it's done very politely.
That's why we're losing the war, you moron. Because we don't need polite. You want me to start screaming and yelling and pounding the table? I can do that, too. But I'm controlling it. It's only the first day back from holiday. I didn't even want to be off last. Do you think I wanted to be off for Christmas? I didn't. I don't even know when Christmas was. When was it? What day of the week was it? I forgot, Robert. Friday. Came to visit the relatives. The young people try to cook a turkey. You think it's easy? Oh, I hope they're not listening. The good thing is they're not listening. They don't listen to the show. They're all out together. The family's out together, and I'm sweating behind the microphone. But I hope they're not listening. I really hope they're not doing a streaming show, because I'll pay for this tonight. The white meat was dry. The dark meat wasn't cooked at all. But look, it was the first turkey. Everyone thinks it's easy to do. They think you just stick it in the oven. I did them for year in and year out. I know how to do a turkey. Don't call, please, whatever you do. Oh, Mike, is a turkey recipe. That's not the point. It's called a filler. In between drilling you, I'm playing some nice Mantovani music. Make believe I'm a dentist giving you root canal. I'm giving you political root canal, and every once in a while I pull a drill out and I give you some filler music, like Mantovani music. That was the turkey recipe, you get it? Don't call me back with a turkey recipe. See, Robert understands me. That's why he's the producer there on the board. And I got Skype. I keep an eye on him now. I'm here in Beverly Hills. They're in Dallas. You got Clint on the other side. I make him move the camera around so they can't hide. Clint, you're wearing an orange sweatshirt. I bought him a pizza today. I said, come on, let's celebrate. I'm having a corned beef sandwich in Beverly Hills. You could at least have a pizza. Was it any good? Can they make pizza in Dallas? Are there any Greeks down there? Because the Greeks make the best pizza in the world, by the way. They're Greek pizza? No kidding. How to turn out Greeks make the best pizza? I don't understand it. I learned that when I lived in Marblehead, Massachusetts once, many, many decades ago. The Greeks knocked out a better pie. Thin, the crust, whatever. Don't call me now and tell me Jake's Pizzeria in Cleveland. That's not the point. It's lightness now. Lightness. Spatial lightness in between the drilling I'm about to give you. Are you ready for the next drill job? The dentist is back. Lean back in the chair now. Look up at the sky. Put the mask on. Because here comes the next drilling. It is very much like doing deep tissue massage, the Saturday. Okay, mother of Paris suicide bomber proud he had no victims. Did I read this one yet, Robert? No. No, I started it. Wait, this is a screamer. Another one of our friends, another one of the moderate Muslims. Another moderate Muslim. The mother of the youngest of the Paris attackers. You mass murdering pieces of shh. Who blew himself outside France's National Stadium said she was proud that her son killed no one but himself and hopes to reclaim his remains for burial in Morocco. Don't talk to me about pig fat. Please don't bring that up again. Please don't bring up General Pershing. We've gone from General Pershing to General Schmendrick in one generation. The woman identified as Fatima Hadfi late Sunday called a TV show in Belgium with wide viewership among the country's Moroccan community. Oh, that's so liberal. Moroccan community. What percent of that Moroccan community is radical? What percent of the Belgian Moroccan community is on welfare? What percent of the Belgian Moroccan community does nothing but sit around and hate everyone around them? On air, she said she had no idea why her 20-year-old son Bilal was radicalized. Blah, and none of them knew. He's a good boy. I was like, he was a good boy. I don't know why the police shot him. He was walking to medical school. What grade was he? In the sixth grade, he just knocked off a deli owner to steal something, but he was going to be a doctor. That's the same story. All of the boys are innocent. She did not call authorities to report his disappearance, but they found it anyway. Soon after police broke down their door and handcuffed her and her older son, forcing them to the floor of their home in Belgium. Oh, boo-hoo! Here's the liberal reporting of Associated Press. Forcing them to the floor. Well, the people in Paris weren't forced to the floor. Their pieces flew all over the stadium. The dance hall, rather. And we're worried about Miss Fatima going to the floor. You hear? Guns trained on her. 9 months later, she learned he was among three suicide bombers near the Stade de France. Bilal Hadfi, who French authorities say was nearly continuously on the phone with the suspected mastermind, Vermin, Muslim Vermin, for 40 minutes before the first detonation on November 13, blew himself up, blah, blah, blah. The mother said, what's the hardest is that for the first 9 months we didn't see him? For 4 months we had no news of him. Ah, and thanks God. He blew himself up outside of my door. Because Paris is far and near at the same time. I wonder all the time if he suffered. I'm proud that he had no victim, she told the TV station. She said Islamic extremists took advantage of her son after he grew disaffected by this. Really going to blow a fuse. This is going to cost me a fuse. Discrimination in Belgium? Then go back to your mud house in Morocco. Go back to your mud hut in Morocco. There's no welfare there. There's no discrimination. You all look the same. Right? Everyone treats each other the same in Morocco. You all live in mud huts, except the rich in Morocco. You hear always the discrimination. Discrimination. He became disaffected by discrimination in Belgium. Hey, when I grew up, I was an immigrant son. I had a lot of discrimination. I was picked on. I was ridiculed. Believe me. All it did was make me smarter and stronger. I didn't plan on blowing anyone up. I said I'll outsmart them. I'll do better than they in the long run. You work harder. You don't blow people up, Fatima. That's my religion. What's your religion, Fatima? Blow people up who are better than you? Blow people up who have nicer shoes, nicer wives, and nicer cars? Cars, Fatima? That's what you teach your son? She had no warning that he had fallen in with Islamic extremists. When he gave up smoking pot and drinking, she thought at the time it was a good thing. Oh, yeah, right. Let me tell you something. In this case, I'd recommend pot and drinking. Would have kept them down on the farm. Whenever you see one of these radicals, then they get pulled in. It's like the black Muslims in the jails. What do you think is any different here? What do you think it's any different here? What's going on in the prisons? Another secret army being built in America. But don't dare say anything about that. All religions are sacred. All religions are equal. All religions are equal in America. That is our First Amendment right. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Really, is that correct? You think all religions are equal? Not in my book. Not in my book. Some religions aren't even religions. They're political organizations disguised as religions to invade a nation like a Trojan horse. No, not all religions are equal. Stop being a moron. When has your preacher last taught you to go blow somebody up if they didn't become a good Catholic? When did your rabbi tell you to go blow somebody up if they didn't become a good Jew? When? Never. Never. Maybe not for 1,000 years. No, not all religions are equal, not in this time and not in this age. And the day you come to understand that all the rules of the past, all your refined liberal views, Everything you've been stuffed down your head by the school moms and the ninnies has to be discarded, and you have to start fresh. And only when you start fresh and open your eyes to what's really going on, and you see the trail of blood being left by one religion, can you hope to defeat this infection?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-26. Talking about losing the war on terror to the infection of radical Islam, and how Obama's not really fighting the war. We're talking about what needs to be done in America to change the mindset of this stupid nation of ours, where the people have been brainwashed for so long, they have no idea what's going on, nor what must be done. Now, are you ready now? I'm talking in a nice modulated tone. You ready? Here comes old Dentist Savage now, getting out the drill. We're doing some root canal. You ready now? Settle back, because this is going to hurt. Samuel L. Jackson, you know him, that bad actor. The black bad actor, he says, I really wanted the San Bernardino killers to be white. Actor Samuel L. Jackson lamented that Muslims have become the new young black men and admitted that he really wanted the San Bernardino terrorists to be white so as not to bring more scrutiny toward Muslims. Can you believe that you would go to a movie with this racist in it? Why would anyone, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, gay, or straight, pay 10 cents to ever watch anything this racist pig performs in? Now, of course, he's in a new movie produced by a cop hater, Quentin Tarantella, whatever his name is, and they're calling Donald Trump a candidate running on a platform of hate. This guy says he wanted the San Bernardino murderers to be white, you know, the Muslim murderers, and you'll go to his movie? I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton, he said to the I don't know what it is, some newspaper in Hollywood Review. You mean, I love Bernie Sanders. There's a man of the people. Oh, there's a man of the people? How much would you like to pay in taxes, Jackson, you lying, two-faced phony, you? A man of the people, you stupid, double-talking liar? Idiots! The take-home line is, you go to see this movie that he's in, you should be ashamed of yourself. He really wanted the San Bernardino killers to be white. And you're going to go see his movie, you stupid moron, during a holiday, you idiots, you. And you wonder why these America haters feed off you.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Ultimately, I want to see every single woman in this country covered from head to toe. I want to see the hand of the thief cut. I want to see adulterers stoned to death. I want to see Sharia law in Europe, and I want to see it in America as well. I believe our patrols are a means to an end.
This is the virus of radical Islam walking the streets of London, a city I am banned from entering because of the cowardly mud pies who run the country. The cowardly mud puddings who the British have elected permit this piece of garbage to walk his streets and say he wants hands cut off for thievery, he wants to stone adulterers to death, and he wants all women covered. He's allowed to walk around London. Yours truly, Michael Savage, is banned from England because of the gooseberry liver that passes for a prime minister. But now it gets even better. Here we have our own clown show of haters and stupid people. Sanders, of course. Colonel Sanders is more interesting to me than Bernie Sanders, to be honest. At least Colonel Sanders produced a product, while this one is nothing but a product. Here's the schmuck talking about global warming in clip 13. You got to hear this one. Play 13.
Why is it that we're not effectively addressing the fact that climate change is absolutely real? I am in Burlington, Vermont right now. Nobody can recall a Christmas Eve, the likes of which we have seen,
with
a temperature of
65
degrees. And what the scientists are telling us...
You get the whole picture. I am in Burlington, Vermont. Nobody can recall a Christmas Eve, the likes of which we have seen, with the temperature of 65 degrees. No one can recall? Who your liberal friends are on stoned out of their mind, they can recall? Hey, Bernie, Christmas Eve 1955 was warmer, Bernie, Did you know that? But you were still living in New York at that time, weren't you, Bernie? You still in New York? A commie? Yeah, your Christmas Eve 1955 was much warmer, Bernie. Three-fourths of the country was over 60 degrees in Ashland, Kansas. Gary, Oklahoma, and Encinal, Texas were all over 90 degrees. Christmas Eve, 1955. Fort Lauderdale was 85 degrees. But, you know, you don't want to listen to facts. You see, I found something out about liberals. They are amongst the stupidest people on the planet. Their minds are made up. Calm down, climate kooks. Christmas Eve has been much warmer. Real science is annoyed at Drudge for going along with the hype. They said Drudge is touting the record heat forecast for Christmas Eve, even though most of the country will be below normal temperature. The best Drudge could come up with was 86 degrees at Orlando. Matt's a friend of mine, but the fact of the matter is this was all hype. Christmas Eve 1955 was much warmer. Much warmer. Much warmer. Much warmer. Liberal establishmentarians, they write, were tearing clots of hair from their scalps as they yelped about the coming ice age 20 years ago. 20 years from now, we'll probably be hearing the same thing. But you see, you don't want to look at the temperatures. Last year, the East Coast had record cold. That was ignored because it was less than 1% of the Earth. But this week, the Eastern U.S. defines global climate because it's warmer. You see how the propaganda works, Robert? You get this? You know, I told you I met someone I had a conversation with here, an iconic actor, politically sane, right-wing guy. Actually, he's not even right-wing. He's just not a psycho-liberal like all of the rest of the Hollywood phonies, the drug addicts. So he was saying, you know, I told him about the new book, Government Zero, and he said, I haven't read it. I said, well, my chapter on zero science discusses one thing that you can present to your liberal friends here in Hollywood. Show them about the Vostok ice core samples, and I explained it to him. He said, Michael, I want your book, but I found something out. He said, they don't listen. I'm talking about one of the most famous actors in the world. You'd recognize his name in a millisecond, but I'm not going to use it. He knows everybody. Everyone knows him. He tries to talk with them about reason, with reason, about these subjects. They don't want to hear it. All they want to listen to is this two-faced liar, Bernie Sanders, about nobody can recall a Christmas Eve the likes of which we have, where the temperatures were 65 degrees. And what the scientists are telling us, a scientist, a hooker on Ellis Street is more reliable than a scientist that Bernie Sanders relies upon. If we don't get our act together, we're going to be leaving the planet, our kids and grandchildren, who's not going to be in good shape. And yet Donald Trump, among others, denies even the reality of climate change, let alone doing something about it. So here we have the cancer of radical Islam, and this communist from Brooklyn, Colonel Sanders, is illegitimate, is talking about global warming. That's our greatest threat. Okay, so I had to take that one on. Very good. Here's one. Obama's former intelligence director, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, president's strategy not working. How come he didn't tell us that while he was in office? This is the part I don't understand. They all become outspoken the minute they're out. I don't get that. I mean, these guys are tougher than me, smarter than me, taking more danger than me. I get that. But how come when they're in office, they don't say Obama's a liar and he's killing us? How come the generals don't stand up as a group and say we've had enough? The man is killing us. We need to do something. That's it. Why don't they say, well, they wait till they get the job on MSNBC? More snotty nonsense by communists? MSNBC, more snotty nonsense by commies. I'm looking at Fox News now with Neil Cavuto, the dumbest man in the history of the media. Idiot. He's interviewing a fake historian. Look what they're doing now. Doris Kearns Goodwin on Donald Trump. Doris Kearns Goodwin is a known plagiarizer. She made herself a presidential historian who got caught stealing stuff. And now he's interviewing her like she's some expert. They did her hair, her makeup. Some genius. Doris Kearns Goodwin. And now presidential historian Miss Goodwin. Who was the greatest president in history? Why, that's clear. It was Barack Obama, followed by Bill Clinton. If not, well, Bill Clinton could have been number one by my analysis. And who was the worst president? Why, that was Ronald Reagan was the worst president in history, next to George Washington. My name is Doris Kearns Goodwin. Although I've been caught plagiarizing, pay no attention to it because I'm now invited to Fox News. Look at what the hair do. The pearls. Everything they pick. They sit in front of a mirror. All selected. Lipstick. What kind of lipstick? Let's see. Should I just do a little more red, a little less red? Should I go up on the right side, down on the hair on the left? What kind of earrings? Well, that's a little too young looking, though. I'm not Ann Coulter. Let's not go for the vamp. Let's go a little more. Let's go a little more upscale. Let's go older woman, but not old, not too old. A little older, senior, knowledgeable, but not ancient. No, not funereal. No. Take away the funereal pearls. Nope. We don't want to go all the way out on that one. We're not Nancy Reagan, after all. Oh, yes. Can bring the iced tea, please. Now, the neckline. Let's deal with the neckline. There's nothing down there to look at, so let's cover it right up. Let's make sure it covers even the neck. Let's even cover the neck. You got a tunic? Turtleneck? Oh, that was redone. Looked like a screw. Like, that was definitely surgical. Like turkey gullet taken in. He could use it from Kentucky, Mr. Cole. He could use the same surgeon she used on her neck. The gobbler. What's his name? McConnell. McConnell could use the same surgeon, the Doris Kearns Goodwin, presidential historian. Look what they're putting on Fox News. Why don't you put a script under it that says, caught plagiarizing? Like in communist China, and they bring them back out. A few years later, they're clean. They're cleansed of their record. She's telling me what I should think about Donald Trump. And there's more on Neil Cavuto. Look at him sitting, that idiot. They taught him how to use his mouth. That's the television mouth. You make believe you're listening to the guest. The smile, the puppet smile, the nice Neil. Come on, Neil. A mortadella has more character than you do. A mortadella in New Jersey has more character than Neil Cavuto. Come on. He doesn't look too good. I think he lost weight. What's with him? Oh, they're still doing Christmas stuff. No radical Islam, nothing. This is like filler. Like, everyone's doing filler today, December 28th. Technically, I should be off. I don't want to be off. I'm going to walk around Beverly Hills and look in the stores with all the Japanese tourists. Every minute, click, 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 with the iPhone. Click, click, standing in front of the stores. Click, 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 click. Clicking, picking up the foot with the shoe. I never saw anything like it. A madness, a shopping madness. Actually, they're not the worst anymore. It's not the Japanese. It really isn't. You go down there, you can't believe people. In this day and age, with the world on fire, with radical Islam raging, they're worried still about whether they could buy a bag. All they know is how much the bag costs. Dolce and Cabana and this and that. I happen to enjoy the street. Don't get me wrong. I like to see stupidity in action. It doesn't make me into a rebel, or I mean, I don't become radicalized because I see stupid people shopping for idiot goods that cost too much. Doesn't make me angry. I laugh at them. I'm an American. I was raised properly. I laugh at the morons. I don't want to hurt them. Just what they do alone is hurting them. But I don't know which visitors now are the worst. I'm going to go there, I think, after the show, report to you tomorrow, since I'm reporting live from Beverly Thrills, California again. Which of the tourists are the stupidest now? I saw a lot of Italians last time. I would have thought more of them. No, but they weren't the dominant. You had a lot of Chinese for a while. They were in here. They liked the... I was at a Lamborghini showroom the other day. Idiot car. Moron car. 10-year-old boys like it. 10-year-old boys and basketball stars like the Lamborghini. A moron car. I don't know what anyone would want it for. Looks like a clown car that costs $500,000. What's the point of that? Oh, you need the car. Okay, you need the Lamborghini. You need the Lamborghini to pull up to the restaurant. To look, oh, look at that. Oh, look at him. Wow, look at that. That's really so. What a car. Oh, look at the car. 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 I'm driving a white Jeep down here. Anonymous. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Actually, it's not a white Jeep, but I'm driving something like that. What do you need to show off in a car for? If you have a career where you're great at it, what do you need to show off with a car for? If you're a moron, you need a fancy car. I have them too. So I guess some days I'm moronic. I need a fancy car. But I'm embarrassed in them now. They don't even ride any better. My 08 Mercedes S600 is still my best car. I don't want to sell it. I don't want to trade it for a new one. The metal, the gauge of metal is lighter on it. I think they cut back. Stuttgart cut back on the grade of aluminum that they're using. It's too much carbon fiber. The cars are light. My car feels like a tank. Just had it buffed. I'm like one of those guys are getting an old guy in an old Mercedes. It's almost a stereotype. Not good. You saw a lot of them in Hollywood years ago. That was not good. It meant that they were down on their luck. That's the problem. They were like directors who were big in the 80s, 90s, right? Then they haven't gotten any big parts. They're still living on like residuals. And they still have the old house in Beverly Hills. It's never been renovated. It's very dark. They never put a light on. I mean, really, I know this scene so well. You could see the houses are dark even at Christmas. Not a Hanukkah candle, nothing. They can't put a bulb on. They bought it in like 1979. They paid 300 grand for it. So let's say it's worth allegedly $6 million today. No lights are on. It's depressing, mildy, smells moldy. And then they drive like an older luxury car, which doesn't have so much as a nick in it, right? But you're supposed to think that they are driving the older car because they really like it, because it's better than the new ones, but they really can't afford the new one. If they could, they'd buy a new Bentley. This is the thing, is you have to look through these things. And that's the conundrum I'm in. I drive the older car because I really like it, but people probably think I can't afford a new one. This is my problem. This is the problem when you know a lot of things and you can analyze properly. Very hard to figure out what to do. So what you do is you get handlers. They tell you what to do. All right, a little bit more on the makeup. Yeah, pick up the neck. Yeah, do the hair that way. I'm just letting my hair grow. I look like Einstein now. I'm going full Einstein with the postcard Einstein. My family's terrified of the long hair. They hadn't seen me in a month. They don't know what happened to me. I'm starting to look like a guy with the black fingernails. What's his name? Who lived in the top of the Hilton Hotel in Las Vegas. The guy with the Super Goose airplane. You know who I'm talking about. They found him and killed. I don't remember his name, but he also with the hair and the nails. You got to be very careful. I'm reluctant to cut it off. I like it. I don't like it. It's another thing. It's like the car, no car, new car, older car. So the whole thing in California, especially in Beverly Hills, is seeing things as they really are, which is what I like to deliver to you. But tonight, I promise you, after the show, I will go down to the main shopping district, and I will report diligently tomorrow as to which group of foreign visitors is the biggest moronic group. Which one of the most Thorsten Veblen-esque, for those of you who went to college when I did a long time ago, when Veblen was still being taught. Today, if you say Veblen, they think it's a bad brandy. Thorsten Veblen. I remember when I read that, when I first read that in social sciences in college. It must have been 1,000 years ago. Thorsten Veblen, I think he wrote about conspicuous consumption. I'd never heard the word before. Because I grew up poor, there's no such thing as conspicuous consumption. To us, it was just consumption. It was nothing conspicuous about our consumption. Donald Trump lived on the other side of the Union Turnpike. They had conspicuous consumption because his father was a wealthy landlord, builder. They could have conspicuous consumption. A limo and a driver. I couldn't. My conspicuous consumption was wearing galoshes on the Q44A. If I could afford galoshes, I'd walk through the slush. If it got so deep sometimes in those, they'd go over your boot and you come home with a wet foot. I'm pulling your leg a little bit. I'm having fun. It's all true, but you know it's fun. You know, I love guys that are getting a kick out of this. They got nothing to do. They're bored out of their minds. A lot of guys are listening in New York. They're retired. They know what's going on. They need a little comic relief. They think it's all a joke. It is not. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. The only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COI. There's more propaganda every day, the left-wing propaganda machine. It's worse than Goebbels. Hillary and Obama, the most admired people in the world, according to Gallup. Tell me the last time Gallup's poll was accurate. Gallup is an extension of the Democrat Party. It's owned by the Democrat Party, lock, stock, and barrel. Hillary Clinton and President Barack Obama have been named the most admired woman and man worldwide by Americans in a Gallup poll Monday, with Donald Trump and Pope Francis tied for second. You actually believe this? Do you actually believe a word that the Gallup poll produces? The Gallup poll. When were they last reliable? When Edward R. Murrow was alive? Gallup poll. The Clintons own everything. The entire propaganda enterprise. Yeah, you talk about Star Wars. This is the Starship propaganda here. So I'm telling you about the war. We're losing the war. I'm telling you Obama's not playing the war right, or he's playing for the other side. We know this. Everyone who has a brain knows it. We tell you that all the generals and the brave people inside the military command structures know what's going on, and none of them have the courage to speak out while they're still active duty. Then suddenly when they have the full pension, they're on MSN. They're already they're on MSNBC or Fox News as a contributor. And then suddenly they're speaking out. So the calls haven't come. I haven't taken a call. I've been having fun doing shtick, Beverly Hills shtick, as a filler as I give you your dental work. I'm getting deep dental work today on the Savage Nation. You never expected it. You probably figure you turn the show on be light, a light show, or a fill-in, or a best of. But no, here I am, raging against the machine, raging against the lies, raging against the double-talking phony who should be in Washington, hanging lights on the Christmas tree.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, I'm here Blue Monday. Not to work, like a slave on deep. Here comes Tuesday.
Here comes Tuesday. Here comes Tuesday.
So tired,
well, you've been listening for 2 hours. You got your money's worth already. But there's another hour to go, by the way, in the Savage Nation. So here's another little story for you. Japan, wary of outsiders, keeps doors closed to refugees. I guess no one calls Japan a racist nation, huh? Well, you crybaby liberals. How come you have nothing to say about Japan? They don't want to let in Muslims? They let in 11 last year. Of the 7,533 people applied for refugee status in 2014 into Japan, only 11 were approved. I guess the Japanese like Japan for the Japanese. I guess they like their traditions, their culture. I guess the Japanese like the language of Japan. They like borders, language, and culture. How come you liberals aren't screaming the Japanese are all racists? Because they're not. They're called survivalists. I can't do it. Certain things I cannot do on radio. Japan, wary of outsiders, keeps doors closed to refugees. Elaine Kurtenbach and Mary Yamaguchi, Associated Press. Oh, if I had the power, what I would do to the Associated Press. Goebbels in the docket. Goebbels in the docket got what they should get for what they've done to the Western world. Okay. Obama's ominous final year. I'll squeeze every ounce of change I can. Willie, wouldn't it be nice if finally they caught him, put him in jail? Imagine what a sense of liberation it would be in this country. It'd be like VE Day. If you saw him marched out in handcuffs from the White House by federal marshals, that they finally got him dead to rights on something. What freedom would ring? Trump in tie with Pope for second most admired man in America. Okay, great. I pay a lot of attention to that. Pope now. What did they lump him in with the Pope for? The Marxist commie Pope they put him in with. Unhinged U.S. media desperate to stop surging Trump, says Pravda. Can't count that as a Russian can't. Peter King says mosque surveillance needed. That's where the threat is coming from. Ooh, Congressman Peter King stepping out. King said civil libertarians can cry all they want. Good for you. This guy's been all over the map. He used to be hardcore. Then he became like a wishy-washy nut. Then a warmongering idiot. Now all of a sudden he's starting to make sense again. Guess the titration with the psychiatrist got the titration right finally. Took a couple of years. You know, that stuff's hard to use, whatever. The hardest one, I'm not saying he's on anything, but the hardest one to titrate correctly, as I understand it, is that metal. I always forget the one that causes the white spittle on the side of the mouth, the giveaway. The old line antidepressant, antipsychotic. The Secretary of State, the Madeleine Brisket, had a guy who worked for her for a while. He used to show white in the mouth. As he foamed with happiness as Bill Clinton bombed Serbia into the Stone Age, blew up every bridge in the Danube River. This guy used to get on television, the white spittle on the side of the mouth. What's that metal? I found out that's what causes it. Lithium. It's a mood stabilizer. If you eat a lot of brisket, you don't need mood stabilizer. You're just stupefied all the time. You go to the garment center, you come home, wife stupefies you with brisket. You sit quietly while she debases you in the couch, like you didn't earn enough money, you aren't making enough money. You sit there and you take it, fall asleep, you take you're allowed one drink before she goes crazy. Then he goes to sleep, he gets up at 5 a.m. to avoid her. Goes into the garment center, he works, poor man, he works 16 hours a day, look at that, to get away from her. Because he knows the minute he walks through the door, she's going to put him down. What were you doing all day, and you think I don't know? What would you do if you were him? The men, I don't know how they took it in that. That's why they ate brisket. They wanted to die young. What I just ate in Beverly Hills, that's what they ate every day. Horrible food. Terrible. I ate corned beef. I never eat that stuff. But I was like, I was full of anxiety for the new show, new studio in Beverly Hills. So I sent the maid out for like, just go to the deli, get me a corned beef. What do you want? Get me a Greek salad and a corned beef sandwich. That's all. I ate it. It wasn't that bad. All right, so what is it? It's lean meat with salt in it, pickled. Brinish. Corned beef, not my favorite food. I'm eating so much salt here, though. Last night, Japanese, and now the deli. What am I going to do with this food? Food madness in America. The choices that we have. My ancestors starved to death. They lived. They were healthier. They looked thinner. They were on a starvation diet. They didn't need to go to a gym. No, you go to a new house, hard to adjust, no matter how nice it is. The bed could cost $1 million. The mattress is wrong, right? The cover of the sheet's not right. The right thread count, how spoiled we are. So the first night here, I got to tell you, this was funny how I got myself to sleep. It's like, I'm a creature of habit. I like my own bed, my own blanket, my own pillow, the dog on the, that's it. The window, the door's open a certain amount with air. You know, certain way, I sleep like a baby. So now I'm in a new house, and everything's wrong. The mattress is still outgassing 9 months later. I don't know where they made it. The guy should be executed who made this mattress somewhere in China. I don't know what it is. They outgassed for like years. Well, it was like toxic fill. The mattress must have cost as much as a Chevrolet did in my day. It's still outgassing. I complained about it 6 months ago. Still outgassing. It smells like rubber coming out of the mattress. What do you think people get cancer from all this stuff? These chemicals around us. You think I'm nuts? I'm going to study this for years. That was number one, the outgassing job. I said, all right, stop it. Number two, the sheet and the blanket didn't put this. So finally, late, I said to myself, Michael, come on, cut the garbage. You're strong as iron. Cut it out. I said, I want you to think about two things. Think about a special forces operative right now, somewhere in a swamp or in Syria somewhere, freezing his butt off on a mountaintop so he can kill an enemy. That's number one. He's sleeping on a rock. If that doesn't work for you, think of your own ancestors who slept on clay ovens in Russia because there was no heat. I fell asleep like a baby, woke up at dawn. You see, you have to talk yourself off certain things to put things in context. That's why when I see that we're not winning the war against ISIS, I'm not really that worried. Because we will get a president who will destroy them. He will pound them into garbage. He will destroy them like the gonorrhea that they are. He will be the strongest antibiotic ever invented. He will annihilate them like the gonorrhea bacillus that they are. They're not incurable. We just need a better doctor. Obama's like a drunk doctor who doesn't know what medicine to use. And when he uses it wrongly. Obama is like a cruise ship doctor in my day. They used to be known. You know what a cruise ship doctor was? They were the guys that either got disbarred because they were drunk, so they cut the wrong artery, or they raped someone while touching them inappropriately. They all took a job on a cruise ship. They looked good. I mean, the hair was cut right, you know, the mustache, very dignified. Dr. Ben Casey. But they took cruise ship jobs because Obama's like a cruise ship doctor. As a president, it's where he belongs, running a cruise ship as an entertainer. Him and Samuel L. Jackson Jr. can do a duet. Roughly 40%. Here's some comeuppance that I like. Al Sharpton, who's probably the next worst person in the history of America next to George Soros, is calling on Rahm Emanuel to step down as Chicago mayor. You hear? Look at this. He's telling these guys are like one in the same gang. It's like all Al Capone's gang here. Al Sharpton is calling on Rahm Emanuel to step down as Chicago mayor. This is unbelievable. It's like the lieutenant steps up and tells the capo that he should step down. Are you kidding me? When is Al Sharpton going to finally overstep his power structure, I wonder? He's gone beyond the point where he can govern with the trust of the people. He knows about the trust of the people, Al Sharpton. I've never seen this kind of detachment in the years that I've been fighting. Whether I get along with the mayor or not, Sharpton said. Yeah, he's fighting. He's fighting for the rights of black people, sure. Another one, another great hero of his people. What's this now? What's this? New York loses $400 million after imposing the nation's highest cigarette tax. Really? I don't care about that. New York raised taxes on cigarettes to $4.35 in 2010 from $2.70. What do I care? They're idiots, liberals. You want to smoke, smoke yourself to death. That's your business. No taxes on it. They don't smoke themselves to death. What do I care if you smoke? What's my problem? Just no smoke in a restaurant. And leave it and leave me out of it. That's all. It's your right. I don't care about smoking. My issue. Salt. Why don't you ban Kool-Aid? There's too much sugar in it next. Or ban the ice cream. Ban ice cream. See, you never heard anyone all screaming about too much salt, Bay of Bloomberg, too much sugar, too much caffeine. Not one word about ice cream. Ice cream has done more damage to the human body than caffeine has ever done. But because ice cream is controlled by the liberal mafia. See, that's funny. There's no such thing as a liberal mafia. We know that. The words are incompatible. Yeah, right. Ha ha ha. What's this now? I am proud that he had no victims. Mother of Paris attacker speaks out amid newly released information. The mother, you know what I would do with the mother? Fatima? Mother, the Belgian, the mother of Bilal Hadifi? Never worked a day in her life. Sits and spits at the Belgians around who pay her welfare. Blech. They sit in the window, the holy ones. Look at that garbage out there. Look at the dress she's wearing. Look at her showing her legs. Look, you can see her bosom. Ugh, blech. Look at it. Garbage. Look, a filthy Paris. Ugh, blech. Ugh, blech. All the Fatima. Ugh, blech, blech. Sit in the window, cursing all the Western women for wearing short skirts and having a decent life. Ugh, blech. She's the way what I wear, covering the head to toe like I am here. Ugh, blech. Sit in the window, cursing the white people walking around. Ugh, blech. Hate Belgium. Ugh, blech. Did the Weltgewehr come in? Did the Czech come in? Did the Belgian Czech come in? Ugh, look at another one goes by. Look, Hachrima, look. Look down there. Look down the street. Ugh, ugh. May I curse her for that? Ugh, ugh. You think I don't know? You think this little parody is false, don't you? You know it's not false. You know what goes on behind closed doors. Yeah, moderate. Yeah, moderate. Yeah, she's moderate. 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 I'm waiting for the fundamentalist Christians to rise up. I think our problem is we have too many moderate Christians. I'm not worried so much about the immoderate Muslims, who you call radical Muslims, to be politically correct. You say radical Islam. You know, it's like you got to watch out, like what word you use correctly. I think our problem in the West is we have too many moderate Christians. That's an interesting way of looking, Robin, isn't it? I mean, moderate Christianity is what's destroying us. Oh, yeah, accept everybody. They all love us. Turn the other cheek. Yeah, right. It's just cowardice. That's all. It's not even Christianity. It's cowardice. You don't have to confront the problem. That's all. Look the other way. All right, Mike, what would you like us to do? Well, I'm not in charge, so it's not your business. What's up now with Fox News? I have the screen on. I watch it to mock it. I watch it to mock it, like the outfits, the hair. How do they put up with themselves every day? Can you imagine I'm going to do it like a day in the life of a Fox News girl. Get up. Last night they're up till 5 in the morning using illicit substance. Okay, up in the morning. Oh, God, what time? Oh, my head on me. Good God, what? Oh, God, look how I look. It's only 5 hours to show. Imagine you have to put yourself together from what you did the night before if you're a Fox News girl. What you look like when you first get up, what you look like to yourself in the mirror, to when you go on the screen, bubbly, shiny, white teeth, nice silky hair. I can't imagine how hard that is. The beauty is in the radio, I can basically work in the same clothing I sleep in. But I don't. I mean, I don't do that. Robert will attest that. He sees me on Skype. He did see me this morning. I looked like a mad Einstein came out of the bedroom into the studio in the house. As I got out of bathrobe on, I was so anxious to see if the show would work. I didn't even bother, like, with the niceties of calling him. I didn't even get coffee, nothing. And I was up late last night at a Japanese restaurant. I said I could put a robe on anyway. I had to remember how to put a robe on because of the Skype. I think we should throw the Skype out so I don't even have to put a robe on. I could do the show in pajamas next time. Thank God everything worked, except the fax machine and except the computer, which gives me the stories of the day. Other than that, we're batting 1,000 on the Savage Nation. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. It is the Savage. I've not taken a call yet on this December 28th of 2015. The first time in my radio career. It's 2.5 hours into the show, not one call. I'm running on pure joy, joyous energy. Joy to the world that I'm still living and I have the energy and the brains and the guts to get up here every day, put myself out there like this for America. Yeah! Let's hear it for old Mike. I have to pat myself on the back. Why, you're going to do it for me? Well, I'm going to get something from somebody in the world says, good job, Mike. If every one of us spoke out the way I do, even to like 1/10 of what I do, we could win this war. If we could demand it, we could get rid of Obama. He'd be impeached. He'd be thrown out for what he is. The hatred coming from the radical left would stop. Then we could take on the radical Muslims. That's what needs to be done. It has to start with us. It's that simple. It'll happen. No matter what you may think, it's going to happen. Because right now we're losing and they're winning. Because of liberalism, which has crippled the country, and a double agent who's running the country. When I say double agent, I don't have to spell it out for you. I don't care whether he is a secret admirer or works with him. It doesn't matter to me. He may as well work with the ISIS for all of the good it does us, since he hasn't killed them yet. You see these convoys of trucks they stole from the Iraqi army, and we haven't blown them up. Why? Because Obama and Valerie Jarrett and whoever else is running the show want the disarmament of ISIS to take down Assad. And it blew up in their face. And George Soros funded it. That's what. It's all in my book, Government Zero. Verified, documented, my opinion. KSFO Bill, welcome. First caller, 50 seconds, fire away.
I'm a 68-year-old Vietnam veteran, Michael. My father was in World War II with George Patton, old blood and guts in Europe. He was a half-track commander. When I was a little boy, on Sundays we used to watch old combat footage on a show called The 20th Century. I watched one episode where I sat on the old man's lap and looked as American tanks rolled down a road, and there was an old, old woman kneeling in the mud beside the road in the praying position. And I looked at my father and I said, that's brutal, Dad. Why did it have to be so brutal? And he said to me, he looked real serious at me and he said, because that's the only language they understood.
I got chills running down my spine, Bill. That's the only language they understand. They're worse than a super gonorrhea infection.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
It is the Savage Nation. It's the Savage Nation, live from Beverly Thrills, California, for our show in a brand new studio. Took only one caller so far. I mean, it should be an off week, supposed to relax, Hillary Clinton pushing the grandchild. How grandmotherly that is. Just what America needs. The first family again, like we don't know who they are. Look at that nice gray-haired guy behind the daughter. Who's that? Who's that behind the daughter with the baby? Look at that. Oh, I seem to recognize him. Isn't he the guy who molested women in the White House? Now he's a grandfather. Oh, look at that. Look at that. We can't wait to have him back again. Imagine if she were president, what he'd be doing in the anteroom? Could you imagine? Actually, I didn't even run this through my head. I mean, you know, he hasn't changed his ways. A leopard doesn't change his spots, right? So let's just run that fantasy. Hillary wins. He's there in the White House. What do you think he's going to do while she's busy ruining the world? Think about that. There's thousands of women left yet. Thousands of Monica Lewinsky's waiting in the wings. I mean, he's pushing the carriage thing behind the door now. Secret Service guy with the phone. Who's that husband? What a dorky-looking husband she got. Where'd they get that one from? He had the money, I think. He had the gelt. They pulled in the money. The money guy for the family. Well, they have plenty themselves now. They started out dirt poor. They did very well in office. That's shocking to me, isn't it? How they get so rich in office, all these public servants. Pelosi's fortune went up about 1,000 times. Boxer's went up about 10,000 times. Feinstein's went up about 1,000,000 times. They're all public servants. God, looking at the headlines, there's nothing I want to talk about. White House to host Trudeau for state dinner. Trudeau is, and we're not talking about the cartoonist, the comic cartoonist. We're talking about the ballerina, the ballet dancer, who's now the premier, prime minister of Canada. A sicker one you couldn't find. A nuttier one they couldn't have gotten in Canada. What are they thinking in Canada? I like Canada. My mother was Canadian by birth. I always had fond memories of Montreal. But now I was afraid to go there with this idiot running the country. Right? He wants to bring in Syrian refugees, moron. Just what Canada needs. I don't know how the brave men of a country permit such rats, vermin, left-wing garbage to do this to their nation without any checks and balances. I don't understand this. I don't understand how this goes on and on when we know what they're doing to us. Say, oh, what's going to happen? How about what has already happened? Do I have to go down the list? San Bernardino, a Boston Marathon bombing. I know from the inside, by the way, there have been many, many, many Muslims stopped from terrorist acts. Many. They don't tell you about it. I'd like them to list them. They should show pictures of all of them. Then your hair would stand up. You see how many moderate Muslims there are in the country. If you actually knew how many have been in... You know, I love that they say, oh, we've stopped so many. We've done such a good job. Department of Homeland Security did this. FBI did that. Well, guess what? They have done a pretty good job so far. Pretty good job. They ought to show their pictures like the most captured. Take a look at all of the Ahmeds on that list. They won't even show it to you. They'd be afraid there'd be a revolution in the country. If they showed you the 100 of them that they caught who were going to blow your daughter's nursery school up, the people would riot in this country. They wouldn't buy this garbage put out by the left wing. Not one second would they take it. The people be running like, okay, stop. It's Christmas week. I was actually be closed for the week because I was off going to a new, you know, like family. They said, take the whole week off, Mike. We'll get fill-ins, best-ofs, jingle bells. We'll play just Christmas music. I said, why should I do that? The people need me. They're hanging on by a thread, most of them, of what's going on in this crazy world. With the psycho in Hawaii, I thought I was sleeping better that the psycho was there in Hawaii. But no, he's still trying to do things. Couldn't take a week off from it. Remember, he still has a BlackBerry to do everything he can to undermine the nation. How hard is it from Cocoa Head to sit there on a cliff? He said, we have speeches of his, by the way. It's awful. Obama to Marines on Christmas, working out with you guys makes me feel small. If I played some of this Obama stuff, you really, it's nauseating. You just listen to this. How did we wind up like this? That such a fraud, America hater, could wind up in the White House and stay there so long. Listen to clip number 5. Listen to this.
For those of you who are with your families, that is a true blessing. For those of you who are still a little blessing. Bit far away from home, we hope you had a chance to give them our best and let them know that we love them as well. Michelle and I are looking forward to taking pictures with all of you. And we see a couple of new babies this time. You know, we always get our baby fix when we take these photos.
Does he nauseate you like he does me? I actually get a feeling of nausea. Every time this phony, American-hating creature speaks, my stomach churns. It's a visceral reaction. People say to me, how do you get so worked up? How can I not get worked up? This is what I do for a living. My stomach literally just churned. The whole corned beef sandwich overturned. We're turned over. Listening to this phony, we get our baby fix. Michelle and I looking forward to taking pictures with all of you? Who on earth would want a picture with him and Michelle in it? Sickening. Using the U.S. Marines as a cover for his sedition. In my opinion. Period. Using them as a cover for his seditious acts. Setting them into harm's way to get him killed. So you wonder why. You wonder why I get so angry? Because how can you not get angry looking at these people? This is not just a difference of let's say, a different political opinion or how to run a country. No, no, this is purely something else. When you look at the history of what this man has done, is doing, and still wishes to do, this is a subversive from his toenails to the hair on his head. This guy has sedition written in his DNA. And they can't stop him? Like heck they can't stop him. Let me tell you something, Jackson. They could stop ISIS yesterday, and they could stop Obama tomorrow. All of the brave generals, security people, brave men, many of them are war heroes. They don't say a peep while they're in, while they have the having to get the pension. Put your pension on the line. If 10 of you stood up, 10 of you in DHS, NSA, CIA, defense stood up together and gave a press conference as to what you really know is going on, and you risked your pension, you could save America. Say, well, why don't you do it? I do it every day. I do it every day. I don't know whether I'll be on the radio tomorrow for what I say. Do you know that? You don't know that. What do you think? I have total freedom? You're wrong. I answer to people. They don't call me, but I know what happens if I step over the line. And let me tell you something else. Every day I'm on the radio. I don't know if tomorrow. What do you think? I'm guaranteed. I don't own the radio stations. I don't own the advertisers. I am putting my career on the line every time I step out and speak the truth. And that's why I want the generals, the intelligence agencies, I want you to meet those of you who know what's going on. It's actually a call. It's a plea to you. All of you who really know what's going on, who really know what Obama is and what he's doing and wants to do, and really know that he's not prosecuting the war against ISIS, but know 100 times more than I'm saying to you right now. If 10 of you got together, 10 good men, and gave a press conference and said, we were forced to do this because the country's in grave danger. Here is what we know. Here is what must be done. You could save the country and the world. You say, well, what could 10 men really do? I want you to go to michaelsavage.com, and I want you to take a look at a picture. You know, last Wednesday I had on my show a man who was the leader of the Assyrian Christian Army. Remember he was on the show? 12 men got together to form an army. And I gave a link to their website. They raised $35,000. Have you seen the picture that they put up in the middle of a battlefield? Men who look like you or your uncle, older men, some younger men. So in the middle of a battlefield, holding up a banner that says, God bless you, Michael Savage. It didn't make me feel good. It made me feel good that they could fight on to save their women and children from these cockroaches, these viruses in ISIS. And we in America should be sick that this seditious president of ours does nothing to help the Assyrian Christians, nothing whatsoever to help those suffering, their daughters being raped and killed, doesn't give them the chance to fight, doesn't help the Kurds, nothing, and gets away with it with his silk-smooth act. Silk-smooth act and all the Hollywood subversives. I love these Hollywood subversives. They make hundreds of millions of dollars on their garbage movies, and then they spit on the America that gave them so much. Samuel L. Jackson Jr. And you go to his movie like an idiot, you go sit there, him and Harvey Weinstein. What a pair they are. So you look at that. Look what you can do with a thing like that. I forgot to tell you something else, by the way, while I'm at that, of what a few men can do. You do have to pay for what you believe in, incidentally. There's always a price. Yeah, there's a price. So don't sit there and wait for the pension then go take a job with NBC as a general who speaks the truth finally. No, do it while you didn't collect your pension. Do it while there's some risk. That's your real risk. It's more dangerous than jumping out of a plane and going into a battlefield. It's more dangerous to speak the truth in America than it is to be a war hero anymore in this country. We live in such a lockdown state of lies. It's worse than communist China. I was in an antique store here in Beverly Hills the other day. I forgot to mention. It's late in the show already. It's an interesting, fast story. I was looking at this and that, Chinese stuff, this stuff, French stuff. So the gentlemen who were running it were, everyone was closed. They were open. They were Iranian. I didn't know it right away, but I assumed they were Iranian by the way they looked and the way they spoke. I just assumed they were. I knew they were, you know, from that region, and I figured they were Iranian, and one word led to the other. So we talked over a Chinese incense burner, the price of it for a while. And as we talked, I don't know how you get to know someone. You're not talking politics at all, but soon you're talking politics. One word leads to the other. The guy says to me, he was in an Iranian prison for 2 years. I don't know how it came up. I said, what, during Khomeini's reign of terror that Jimmy Carter brought the... He didn't believe that I knew all of this. He didn't know who I was. He didn't know I was Michael Savage talk show host. I said, oh, Khomeini did that to you. He said, yes. Jimmy Carter did it to you, yes. In other words, liberalism put this man in jail for 2 years. He said, I was 20 years old. He said, do you know what my crime was, what the Muslims did to me? I said, what? What'd you do? He said, what did I do? He said, at the time, Israelis were being killed by Palestinian murderers, suicide bombers. So the Israelis were trying to raise money for bomb-sniffing dogs. He said, I sent $400 to Israel to help them train a bomb-sniffing dog. Then, he said, my second crime against the state of Iran, when the Muslim murderers took over, was this. They shot the most successful Iranian Jewish businessman in Iran, killed him for no reason, and I went to retrieve his body. They charged me for the bullets, and then they tried me for crimes against the state. And the charges were, I paid for a bomb-sniffing dog in Israel, and I retrieved the body of a traitor. He said, they put me in a dark cell for 2 years. He said, I came to America in 1979 or 80 with $300 in my pocket. I've been working every day of my life to survive, and I don't complain about it. I said, sir, how many years had your family been in Iran? And I caught him by surprise because it's an odd question for an Iranian, as any Persian or Iranian would understand. But by mere asking the question, it's a crazy question. He said, I don't know, 2,500 years? Think of the magnitude of the answer and the magnitude of the question. And I want you to understand what could happen to you in this country because of men like Barack Obama and women like Hillary Clinton. If you think it can't happen here, my friends, those who do not know their history are condemned to repeat it. I'm Michael Savage, and I'll proudly be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. I'm going to put out an appeal right now on the Savage Nation that I've never done in my 20-some-odd years, 21 years in radio. I am going to appeal. Listen carefully. This is for a very small number of men or women in this large audience of ours. If you are a current, and I say current, not former, member of the FBI or any of the other intelligence agencies that really knows what's going on and wishes you could tell the world what is really going on and what needs to be done to save America before it's too late, you can do it. You can call the show. You can change your voice. You can get a voice, something or other. You can put a tissue, a napkin over it. I don't care what you do. I need you to call the show tomorrow. Because if enough of you do this on a regular basis, I'm telling you, we can rip the mask off Obama. We can tear the mask off Hillary. We can rip the mask off George Soros. We can tear the mask off all the phonies who are supposed to be protecting us, who are not doing their jobs. And then maybe, just maybe, we can pull this out. Maybe, just maybe, we can win and save our children from a terrible fate. Because I will tell you something. You look at Iran. That country was a wonderful, great, advanced civilization for thousands of years. Persia was. People lived in phenomenal ways. They gave so much to the world. And then radical Islam was allowed to infect Iran. And it was the radicalism of Khomeini, who had been in exile, driven out of Iran, driven into exile. It came back because Jimmy Carter, psychopathic, liberal, psychotic that he is, a double psychotic, a triple psychotic leftist, overthrew the Shah of Iran, who was as tough and as mean as they come, by the way. Mean and tough, just like the King of Jordan. Just like Assad, incidentally. And the same things you're hearing about Assad were said about the Shah of Iran. And look what happened to Iran when they overthrew the Shah. I heard all about it, the Savak and how bad they were to the Muslims. I heard the whole thing. Same thing you heard about Assad. Same thing that you hear about any strongman in any nation where Islam, radical Islam, is trying to infect the nation. And so Jimmy Carter overthrew the Shah of Iran, undermined them. He brought Khomeini out of exile from London, And then the virus of radical Islam is now spread around the world like a cancer. Like a cancer that keeps spreading. You can blame liberalism. You can blame Jimmy Carter. Anyone you want to blame. But right now we're caught up in this storm. And the only question is whether or not we will fall as a nation. Yeah, you say, oh, it can't happen here? Then why are we losing the war on terror? How does a man like Barack Obama get away with this on a daily basis without anyone finally saying, hey, we know what's going on? So I appeal to you. If you have a story to tell, get a voice scrambler called the Savage Nation. The rest of you, thanks for being with us today on this first day of the rest of our lives.